WMF
all in red morning.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Well, it's really kind of simple, see. I speak into this, and my voice is instantaneously transmitted out into the Cincinnati area, where it's heard by well over 100 people. Most of them are invalids, though. They can't change the dial. Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Why do you need new bands? Everyone knows rock attained perfection in 1974. It's a scientific fact.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmonious layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Computers can do that?
And now, our feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Gene, you ignorant, misguided slut.
She always talked about the gods. She had a direct line with the gods. You've been selected by the gods.
Weather today in the greater Cincinnati area.
I love you so badly, I could...
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
WKRP in Cincinnati.
Let me bring you songs from the woods. To make you feel much better than you could know.
Better than you could
dust
know.
Dust you down from tip to toe.
Dust you down from tip to toe.
Show you how the garden grows.
Show you how the garden
Hold
grows.
You steady as you go.
Hold steady as you
Join
go.
The chorus if you can.
It'll make of you an honest man.
Let me bring you love from the fields, poppies red and roses filled with summer rain, to heal the wound and still the pain that threatens again and again, as we drag down every lover's lane.
Life's long celebrations here, I'll toast you all in any cheer.
Let me bring you all things refined, galley hides, lute songs served in chilling ale, greetings, well met fellow hail. I am the wind to fill your sail, I am the frost to take your nail,
a singer of these ageless times, with kitchen prose and gutter rhymes.
Poppies red and roses filled with summer rain, to heal the wound and still the pain that threatens again and again, as we drag down every lover's lane.
Life's long celebrations here, I'll toast you all.
For this radio and television time tonight, for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no mere ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and first off, I want to give a big shout-out to new listener Raphael, who tuned in for the first time last week and really liked our Street Jams and Chants episode. Raphael said, nowhere else on the radio these days are they hearing such cool electro-funk. And Raphael requested some Boogie Boys and some Run DMC. He had some suggestions for that. But as I replied, thanks so much again for listening, but that's just not the way these sound collages work. Last week, yeah, a whole bunch of electro-funk and Tibetan and Byzantine and Gregorian and Native American chants. But this week, it's completely different. I'm bringing you another in my Tears of the Gods Sound of the 70s sub-series. This time featuring Heart and songs from Jethro Tull's incredible 1977 album, Songs from the Wood. For a while now, I've been feeling a certain kind of nostalgia for the way some rock bands in the 1970s back then looked towards the Middle Ages and the forest for their inspiration, kind of like in a Robin Hood way or so. Particularly Heart on their album Little Queen, and then Jethro Tull with their Songs from the Wood album. And then, well, later on, Ritchie Blackmore of Deep Purple developed his own kind of fascination with Renaissance music and music of the Middle Ages. But we're not going to be hearing from him this evening. There's an awful lot of important history that went on in the 1970s decade. And in the intro set, we heard President Richard Nixon announcing the end of America's involvement in Vietnam. Peace with honor, he called it. And of course, well, we all know the way that worked out later with South Vietnam collapsing and the North Vietnam and communism taking over there. So this show is also dedicated to a really longtime WMFO listener who contacted quite a lot of DJs here over the years. They were known variously as the Jethro Tull Lady and Jay from Malden. And actually it was Jay who requested Jethro Tull most of the time. And also Jay liked the Moody Blues. And it was a lot of new DJs would be flattered when Jay would call in and make a request. But for those of us who'd been around here a bit longer, it seemed that Jay actually called up lots of radio stations and perhaps didn't even bother listening. He just made requests. In any case, we took that seriously enough, and in, you know, this wonderful WMFO freeform community traditions that we have, a whole bunch of publicity, postcards, and stickers with Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull were made up. So our tribute to the Jethro Tull Lady. And also our audio clips in this episode in particular come from the 1970s sitcom WKRP in Cincinnati that revolved around the misadventures of the staff of a fictional radio station in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was one of the characters was Dr. Johnny Fever. And we heard some clips from that in the intro set. And for the rest of the episode, the intro set aside, all of my audio clips from Who Knows Where are genuinely going to be from movies of the 1970s. In the next set, we're going to hear from The Godfather 2 with Al Pacino and some more of the WKRP. We're also a little bit of some of the activity in outer space that went on. And as far as music-wise, in this next set, we're going to be hearing from the Boston, our local band that made it big, and some classic disco from that era, some classic punk from the Buzzcocks, and also a deep cut from the first Van Halen album. All that, plus songs from our two featured artists, well, featured album and featured artists going through their whole career there. And by that, I mean, let's start right now. And here is Heart. On the Tears of the God sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm not afraid to considered myself a fairly macho kind of guy.
Body, body, wanna feel, wanna feel my body, baby. Such a thrill.
Yeah.
easy job, but somebody's got to do it.
Have you seen the Jack in the Green? With his long tail hanging down, he quietly sits under every tree. In the folds of his covered gown, he drinks from the empty acorn cup that Gilded Dawn sweetly bestows, and taps his cane upon the ground, signals the snowdrops is right to grow. It's no fun being a Jack in the Green. No place to dance, no time for song. It wears the colors of the summer soldier and carries a green flag all winter long. Jack, do you never sleep? Does the green still run deep in your heart? What will these changing times, motorways, power lines keep us apart? Well, I don't think so. I saw some grass growing through the pavements today. Charges left when you took the room. Each belayed across whispers, Jack in the Green. Oh, Jack, please help me through this night. And we are the berries on the holly tree. Oh, the missile thrash is coming, Jack, put out the light.
Good evening, America. Welcome aboard, Apollo 13.
Well, you tried it just for once, found it all right for kicks. But now you find out that it's a habit that sticks. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. Sneaking in the back door with dirty might seem. So your mother wants to know what all the stains on your jeans. And you're an orgasm addict. You're an orgasm addict. You're getting assault, but you still keep a beat in your meat to pulp, and you're an orgasm
And now another episode of As the Wood Turns.
Oh, Dr. Branch, what's wrong? Is it serious?
As serious as forest fires or infestations.
What should I do, Doctor?
Implement your forest stewardship plan stat and check with your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office. Talk with them about the Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
EQIP, yes. Oh, thank you, Dr. Branch.
When it comes to healthy forests, EQIP could be just what the doctor ordered. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where. Mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this week is, well, another in my continuing Tears of the Gods sub-series, Sounds of the 70s. And this episode, we're featuring Heart songs from all of their 1970s catalog of albums. And also an album, Jethro Tull's Songs from the Wood, released in 1977. We kicked off that last set with Kick It Out from Heart, and then little Al Pacino, a couple of lines from The Godfather 2, and then Boston, Something About You from their debut album, and then The Village People, Macho Man, a great disco hit, which I would admit I didn't like any of that at the time. I was more a heavy metal head, but I've expanded as I've matured. And then we heard from a selection from our featured album, Jack in the Green. And that song, if you listen to the lyrics, if you find them online and read them, it's about some sort of spirit-like creature that lives out in the woods. And, well, there's a lot of, I like the mythological idea of places having spirits that are associated with them. A lot of animistic religions, the spirit of a place. Yes, Jack in the Green. And then, greetings from the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission. We followed that with the Buzzcocks, and yeah, back in the 1970s, there was disco and there was punk. That was Orgasm Addict. And a little Peter Falk as Columbo. And then a deep cut from Van Halen's debut, eponymously named album, I'm the One. And then a public service message from the Forestry Service from the 1970s. And, well, speaking of public service messages, I volunteer to take care of the public service messages here at WMFO. I'm the public service director. And for any DJs who might be listening, I've got some great news. We finally got a brand new PSA binder. And our old one was getting pretty decrepit. But I, in fact, like the relic kind of look. To that, I like things that are used, and I'm not a kind of person to throw something out just because it gets scratched or a little damaged. I like older things. And but that public service message binder, I had duct taped it, I had clear taped it, and I think it's time. And I am so happy that the new one is actually has a bit of a history, an unknown history for the most part, but I found it in a box on a cardboard box on the street along with some others. And I'm so happy when the opportunity comes to be able to reuse things like that rather than actually getting thrown out and picked up by the garbage and people going out and buying new ones. So, well, that's some station news for those who care. Backing me up right now is Marvin Hamlisch's adaptation of a classic piano rag written in 1902 by Scott Joplin. And in 1973, that was the theme music for the Oscar-winning film The Sting. And that was a very big hit that year and the following year on the radio. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing Nile Rodgers and his guitar, nicknamed the Hitmaker, playing with Chic with another great disco hit. A song I'm going to send out to fellow Rush fan Luke Palette, a song from Hemispheres. And also some more punk rock, but in this next set, it'll be from the Ramones. And of course, we're going to be hearing from a song from our featured album and another song from Heart. Those will come later in this set. But first, we're going to hear what I think is my favorite really rockin' Queen song. And it wasn't one that you're really going to hear on the radio, but it's based on a riff that Brian May thought he stole from Rory Gallagher. And I love the intro to it. One of the things Queen was big on at the time was not using synthesizers on the album. But they used organs and they used all sorts of other natural sounds. And including a gong. And, well, here's Queen. Tie Your Mother Down. Thank you.
disco is
us.
Wrong. Caller number two, disco is
heaven.
People are way off. Caller number three, you're on.
Disco is hell.
You got it, my man.
Have you heard about the new dance craze? Listen to us, I'm sure you'll be amazed. Big fun to be had by everyone. It's up to you, surely it can be done. Young and old are doing it, I'm told. Just one try and you two will be sold. It's called a freak, they're doing it night and day. Allow us, we'll show you the way.
Yeah.
WMFO.